You're listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Our featured musical performers today on Friday, the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle, or LUVS. Their latest CD, which just came out, is called Dream Machine. Let's listen to the band. This is called The Politician.
With a delegate from Washington stooped down to shake my hand. He said, I'm the greatest candidate they have here in this land. So won't you tell me, son, what can I do to earn your vote? And I said, sir, if you must ask, then listen, please take note. Well, you can promise me anything, but I'd rather vote for me. Said, there's a different candidate that I would recommend. Well, she looks on us with pity from her office high and grand, and she's the right choice for the job to rule this sacred land. Well, I say, ha 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 ha. Well, you can promise me anything, but I'd rather vote for me. Chapel on the last day of the week. The chaplain said we need a chap whose morals are not weak. So vote for option C, he said, to make your country proud. He's the right choice for the job and stands out from the crowd. I say, ha 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 ha. Well, you can promise me anything, but I'd rather vote for me. One more. To throw my hat into the ring, and I told everyone I know to help me do the thing. So election day it came along, they wrote my name upon that line, but it took so long to count the vote, we all got old and died. I say, well, you can promise me anything, but I'd rather vote for me.
Homegrown music, that comes out of Lansing, Michigan, from the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle. Dream Machine is their latest CD. Dylan Rogers was performing as a one-man band on street corners about 4 years ago, and since then this group of musicians has grown to a total of 11, and that's not including a few other people who work with the group on costumes and even puppets. And the band is part of the revival of Rio Town in Lansing. We welcome to our microphones Dylan Rogers, Lindsay Glough, who sings and plays mallet percussion, and from the LUVS creative team, puppeteer Dan Hartley. Welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You started out as a one man. How does a one man band turn into an 11 piece ensemble here?
Charismatic presentation of an outrageous idea via Craigslist and open mic solicitation.
So that was the larger ensemble. Was an 11-member band a goal of yours, or was it more organic than that?
In the beginning, I wanted 30. You know, I just wanted to have this like kind of flash mob thing, and we did a few things that achieved something close to that number, but that was just untenable.
Now, did you try to do material like we just heard as a solo act? Were those the songs you were performing, or were you a different kind of thing altogether?
Well, we've been writing new material for 4 years, so everything we're playing these days is brand new. But the one-man band thing is the idea of trying to do as much, make as much sound as possible with, you've only got two arms, you've only got two hands, you've only got one mouth. Get creative and make as much sound as you can.
Yeah, multitask.
Yeah, exactly.
Dylan Rogers, Lindsay Glough, and Dan Hartley are joining us here on Current State. In the studio, they're members of the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle. Is it hard to get everybody together in the same time to rehearse, though, with an 11-person band, Lindsay?
It is, but we do have a standing Sunday practice, and everyone shows up to there, and it's hard to get 11 people together since everybody has, you know, day jobs, lives.
Yeah.
Possibly kids.
Sure.
So,
Loves has a distinctive look as well, though,
mm-hmm.
which kind of meshes with the sound of the band. Tell us about that.
Dylan's lovely wife, Gina D. Allen Rogers, is our artistic director for the band, and she hand makes all of our costumes. All 16 people has some sort of costume vest, something to make them part of the show, and Gina D. makes all of our costumes.
Dan Hartley, inquiring minds want to know, how does puppeteering fit in with a music performance?
Well, it started off as like a simple idea. I think Connie, who's one of our singers, and Gina, do you want to do shadow puppets? And when they asked for my help, I had like forcefully wedged myself into the lead role because I had been interested in puppets since I was a kid, and it seemed like fate. And so I, without asking permission, I put myself in charge of it and became the lead puppeteer. And it goes, the band performs a song that we create a puppet show for. So it's shadow puppets right now. It's going to grow into other forms of puppetry later. But the band has a few songs that they play while we perform a puppet show to accompany that song.
There's a Spinal Tap joke in there somewhere.
Yep,
I will
exactly
walk
somewhere.
Away. I will walk away from the Spinal Tap joke. I don't visual. Where do you guys perform, though? I mean, you have a unique sound. You have a unique presentation. Where do you perform, Dylan?
We perform all over the place. We've actually been fortunate enough to play all throughout Michigan with such a big band. It's hard to travel, but
I don't visualize you guys at Max. I'll just be quite candid.
Oh, we've been there and done that.
You
for
have.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
We're like proud to be from Lansing. We cheerlead a lot for our community, and you know, we got our start here. We cut our teeth at Max Bar. So we've been moving on to other venues more often than not these days, including the future site of the Robin Theater is where our past show, and the Robin Theater is the location that Gina D and I will be opening up come August 2015, right in the heart of Rio Town.
Okay. The band has recently purchased a building in Rio
well,
Town.
So that was Gina D and I. We own the building and we'll be living upstairs and running the theater. We are very lucky to have a built-in 15-person work crew mm-hmm. out of the band. So the band's helping out a lot, but it is a separate entity.
Mm-hmm. And the CD, your CD release party recently was there a couple of weeks ago. You got a 10-pound fiddle concert coming up?
December 5th.
And that is there? That's in Rio Town?
Yep.
Okay. But the official opening here is next summer.
Yeah.
Do you guys, do the members of the band, I think 11-member band, you must have other projects on the side. You guys gig, although it's hard for a puppeteer to gig. there's a little less demand for that. But, how many other bands do you share members with here?
Our banjo player is in a couple other bands. Our upright bassist is in a couple other bands. One of our singers does a bunch of solo acting around a town. That's Abby Hoffman. But everybody else kind of has day jobs.
Yeah, you know, we've got people who work in the manufacturing industry. We have educators. We have graduate students. We have a variety of different artistic types, sculptors, et cetera. We all keep very busy, you know.
It almost sounds Warholian.
Sure.
Andy Warhol's Plastic Exploding Inevitable.
Yeah, right. We could probably do some kind of fun village people thing where we all dress up like what we do during the day.
Yeah, we should.
Maybe we should do that for Halloween.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Well, it's been fantastic to hear the band. You sounded great here. I mean, this group was so big, we recorded you guys here a few days ago. In Studio S at WKAR, and the result was fantastic. We want to thank Aaron Young for all of the work that he put in on that. We've been visiting with three members of the band, the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle. They've got a lot going on, especially in the Rio Town area. We're going to leave you with a track from the band in just a minute, but we want to thank Dylan Rogers, Lindsay Glough, and puppeteer Dan Hartley. best of luck to all of you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
me. We'll have you guys play us out here in just a second. That's our show for today, Monday on Current State. As we draw closer to Election Day, we'll talk with Mike Bishop, the Republican nominee for Michigan's 8th Congressional District. We'll also check in with Eric Schertzing, who got the Lansing State Journal endorsement for that seat yesterday. The hotly contested seat is open for the first time in more than a decade. Also, a team of high school scientists from Stockbridge are using a homemade underwater robot to find downed American planes lost in the South Pacific in World War II. Amazing. We will cover that. That and more Monday on Current State. We leave you with the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle. Have a great weekend. If I ever get on my